several diseases may be treated simultaneously. A general analogy to this effect is glass shattering when a singer's high note is sounded. It did not take long for the medical establishment to realize that such a device not only would wreck the pharmaceutical industry, but damage medicine in general, since cures meant fewer visits to the doctor. Overworked and underfunded, Reif and his associates were easy targets for attack. False claims were made against him, test procedures were altered, causing his demonstrations to fail, and impossible and diverting demands were made on Reif's research. Barry Lynn, who chronicled Reif's story in his book, The Cancer Cure That Worked, elaborated, "Reif was curing cancer while the International Cancer Research Foundation broke their agreements, insisted on procedures with inexperienced people, which were doomed from the outset, and ignored the larger goal which Reif was achieving, the cure of cancer in human beings." After he declined an offer to partner with Morris Fishbein, then head of the American Medical Association, Reif's troubles turned more serious, with lawsuits and health authorities coming at him from all sides. The university's special research committee's work was ended. Reif was marginalized, and his device today is available only as a costly research instrument employed by a few doctors and private citizens. Reif died a broken man in 1971. But while electromagnetic energy manipulation was seeking to make humans healthier, such technology also brought horrific possibilities for mind control. "The early attempts used chemicals and hallucinogenics to achieve some measure of control," wrote Begich, the son of Alaskan Democrat Senator Nick Begich Sr., who disappeared along with Congressman and member of the Warren Commission, Hale Boggs, when their plane was lost over Alaska in 1972. Then in the early 1960s, the interest changed to non-chemical means for affecting behavior. By the early 1970s, within certain military and academic circles, it became clear that human behavior could be modified by the use of subtle energetic manipulations. By 2006, the state of the technology had been perfected to the point where emotions, thoughts, memory, and thinking could be manipulated by external means. According to reports from the military in both the United States and Russia, psychotronic generators are being developed, which can create an infrasonic oscillation in the 10 to 20 Hertz range. It is destructive to living organisms, can cause behavior modification by transmitting frequencies through normal telephone, TV, and radio networks, and can produce frequencies to paralyze the central nervous system.